The elevator was of the new sort that ran by gravitic repulsion. Gal entered and others flowed in behind him. The operator closed a contact. For a moment, Gal felt suspended in space as gravity switched to zero, and then he had weight again in small measure as the elevator accelerated upward. Deceleration followed and his feet left the floor. He squawked against his will. The operator called out, "Tuck your feet under the railing. Can't you read the sign?" The others had done so. They were smiling at him as he madly and vainly tried to clamber back down the wall. Their shoes pressed upward against the chromium of the railings that stretched across the floor in parallels set 2 feet apart. He had noticed those railings on entering and had ignored them. Then a hand reached out and pulled him down. He gasped his thanks as the elevator came to a halt. He stepped out upon an open terrace bathed in a white brilliance that hurt his eyes. The man, whose helping hand he had just now been the recipient of, was immediately behind him. The man said kindly, "Plenty of seats." Gal closed his mouth. He had been gaping, and said, "It certainly seems so." He started for them automatically, then stopped. He said, "If you don't mind, I'll just stop a moment at the railing. I want to look a bit." The man waved him on good-naturedly, and Gal leaned out over the shoulder-high railing and bathed himself in all the panorama. He could not see the ground. It was lost in the ever-increasing complexities of man-made structures. He could see no horizon other than that of metal against sky, stretching out to almost uniform grayness, and he knew it was so over all the land surface of the planet. There was scarcely any motion to be seen. A few pleasure craft lazed against the sky, but all the busy traffic of billions of men were going on, he knew, beneath the metal skin of the world. There was no green to be seen. No green, no soil, no life other than man. Somewhere on the world, he realized vaguely, was the Emperor's palace, set amid 100 square miles of natural soil, green with trees, rainbowed with flowers. It was a small island amid an ocean of steel, but it wasn't visible from where he stood. It might be 10,000 miles away. He did not know. Before very long, he must have his tour.